answer is diffuse ST segment elevation, diagnosis pericarditis, and it classically presents as chest pain, central chest pain that's worse when the patient lies back and better when the patient leans forward. Classic presentation is someone after a night of heavy partying using cocaine. So cocaine is a precipitant of serious pericarditis. Also be aware that autoimmune diseases can cause serious pericarditis, like rheumatoid arthritis or SLE, viruses, most common cause of pericarditis, serous, and that fibrinous pericarditis can be post-MI. You get fibrinous pericarditis occur within 2 days post-MI. It's just literally called post-MI fibrinous pericarditis, and then you can get Dresler syndrome 2 to 6 weeks later, which is antibody-mediated. That's another fibrinous pericarditis. That's it.